AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is praising the late Colin Powell.
He rose to the highest ranks, not only in the military, but also in areas of foreign policy and statecraft. This is a guy, and we talk about it, who had teachers who looked at this African-American kid and said, you can do anything.
The former Secretary of State and former chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff died from complications of the coronavirus. He was 84. A reporter pointed out to President Biden that Powell had been fully vaccinated.
He had serious underlying conditions. As you know, that's the problem. It wasn't that he got vaccinations aren't good. He had two very serious underlying conditions.
In his 2003 address to the UN Security Council, Powell cited faulty information to claim Saddam Hussein had secretly stashed weapons of mass destruction. No weapons ever materialized. A woman was raped by a stranger on a commuter train near Philadelphia in the presence of other riders. SEPTA Police Chief Thomas Nestel says someone should have said or done something.
What we want everyone to be is angry, disgusted, and join us in being resolute to continue to make the system safe.
A suspect was arrested near Philadelphia after an officer went on the train. Chicago's police chief put into writing a threat that officers could be fired if they don't comply with the city's coronavirus vaccination policy. Los Angeles County is seeking to compel psychiatric evaluations for Kobe Bryant's widow and others to determine if they truly suffered emotional distress after first responders took and shared graphic photos from the site of the helicopter crash last year that killed the basketball star, his teenage daughter, and seven others. Vanessa Bryant had claimed in court papers that she suffered severe emotional distress. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow down 36 points. This is AP News. Jury selection has started in Georgia in the trial of three white men charged in the shooting death of a black man, Ahmaud Arbery.
Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Bryan are charged with murder and other crimes. Defense attorneys say the men suspected he was a burglar and that Travis McMichael fired his gun in self-defense after Arbery attacked him. More than 2 months passed before the McMichaels and Bryan were charged. Prosecutors say Arbery was merely jogging when the McMichaels armed themselves and chased him down in a pickup truck. William Bryan recorded the now infamous cell phone video of Travis McMichael shooting Arbery three times at close range. Ahmaud's father, Marcus Arbery, spoke with reporters outside the courthouse.
I know my son was lynched by a white mob.
Jurors received questionnaires asking what they already knew about the Arbery case and whether they'd posted any comments online about the killing. I'm Jennifer King.
Tonight, Game 3 of the American League Championship Series in Boston. The Red Sox and the Houston Astros are tied one game apiece. Ed Donahue, AP News.